Joseph Pasek of BlindBurner.ca, your daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of Stolen Bases with Steve Carney of WDE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Rory Mitchell, the Mitchell Report Unleashed. We're just about a few days away from the winter meetings. And Steve, did you sign on with any other team here? Because the Japanese sensation has declared that he's not coming to the Blue Jays, not coming to Yankees, not coming to like 28 teams. Who's left?
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani is certainly making it difficult for himself. Now, the posting procedure, it doesn't matter who he wants to play for and who he doesn't want to play for. But what will happen is whatever team submits the highest bid, because he is still grandfathered under the old rules for posting, the new Japanese and foreign free agent posting rules go into effect starting next offseason. So he is under the old rules. What ends up happening is whatever team bids the highest amount for a posting fee is the team that he's going to have to negotiate with. And if he wants to come play in Major League Baseball this year, that's the one team that he's going to be able to negotiate with. And if it's the Yankees that pays the highest amount of money, he'll only be able to negotiate with the Yankees. Now, I know he said that he does not want to play for the Yankees. He's also ruled out teams like the Blue Jays and the Oakland A's. And so there is a West Coast team that he won't play for. But most of the teams on the West Coast are still in. The teams in the Midwest are also still in, especially the big market ones like the Cubs and the Texas Rangers. I tend to see him playing out West, though. I know that he would like to play with Yu Darvish, and whether that's in Los Angeles, if Darvish resigns with the Dodgers, or in Texas, where Darvish used to play. I mean, I know that the Rangers are hot and heavy on him. We'll see if that's going to be an opportunity. And don't rule out Seattle. Seattle has shown that they are huge in the Japanese market. They know how to market them. They showed that with Ichiro for years and years and years. And I certainly think that, being able to follow in the footsteps of the great Ichiro Suzuki might be something that would be sparking young Ohtani-san's interest.
Now, fans, Steve will be exclusively covering the winter meetings up in Orlando there. Steve, I mentioned this maybe last time we talked on Stolen Bases here, but have you heard anything of any other players maybe being moved this week, or certainly laying the groundwork for it? And of course, let's talk about the Blue Jays made a small trade, but they got a actually big, big talent. They let go of Ryan Goins, and Marcus Stroman is very upset there, but they picked up a very good shortstop from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, you look at Ryan Goins. Goins is a guy that I know that through the injury issues that they were dealing with, especially when Josh Donaldson went down, both he and Darwin Barney became important cogs to just basically fill out the lineup. They saw a lot more playing time than either of them expected to have. And so to say goodbye to a guy that can play three different positions on the infield, I know he doesn't hit well, but he certainly is pretty good defensively, and I'm sure that Goins is going to be able to find himself a spot somewhere. Although I have a feeling that for him, it's going to be he's going to have to try and make a team with a minor league deal.
All right, Rory, we'll talk about your Boston Red Sox. You hear anything going on with your team, the Boston Red Sox?
The only two things that I know is that we pulled out of the Stanton sweepstakes. It was rumored that we were supposed to look at him. But let's be honest here, is that we'd have to blow up our whole entire organization just to pick up one player, because there's no real spot for him, right? And if you give up your, you got Ben Intendi, you got Jackie Bradley Jr., you've got Mookie Betts. Like, one of those names are probably going to have to go over in that deal. And it's like, for one big hitter, is it really worth it? What the Red Sox need to do is they need to really focus honing on a starting pitcher, relieving pitcher and the first baseman, and hopefully maybe pick even a third baseman, because everywhere else we're good. It's just let's focus on first baseman, third baseman, and another starter and a reliever.
All right, Steve, your team, the Tampa Bay Rays, what are they talking about? Because they always talk about, you know, Tampa, not one of these guys who spend like the Yankees, Cubs, Dodgers, or whatever. But, you know, arguably, they had a better-than-expected year last year. So what do you think your team, the Tampa Bay Rays, are going to be like this week?
Yeah, it's interesting to think about it because, you know, they went from a 69-win team in 2016 back to an 80-win team in 2017. But they've got a lot of holes to fill because of all the players that they've lost, whether it's in free agency or in a couple of the moves that they've made, whether it's non-tendering. Guys, they made a trade that they sent the former American League Saves champion Brad Boxberger to the Arizona Diamondbacks for a minor leaguer right now. And of course, Alex Cobb is a free agent. Logan Morrison is a free agent. A couple of their top relievers from last year, Sergio Romo, Tommy Hunter, are both free agents. They were able to at least tender contracts to a number of guys, but there's already talk about Jake Odorizzi may not be long with the team, and it would not surprise me to see that Chaim Bloom and Eric Neander, the two-headed monster that runs the baseball operations department here in Tampa Bay, are going to get a lot of talk from a lot of teams looking to try and pry Jake Odorizzi from their hands, and that is probably I would be surprised if it didn't happen. Let's put it that way. I'm not saying that I want it to happen, but I'm not saying it will happen, but it would definitely surprise me if it doesn't.
All right. Now, Rory mentioned this, Giancarlo Stanton. I'm going to give you the ball first. Let's start off with Steve. Give me three teams where you think Stanton ends up.
Well, I think the first team that certainly seems to be the most interested in Giancarlo Stanton, and two of them are out on the West Coast. Of course, Stanton is a California kid. He would love to go back and play in California, and the San Francisco Giants certainly seem like they are all in on Giancarlo Stanton. And it's the most amazing thing about the Giants is that they have said that they are willing to pick up the entire contract for Stanton. Of course, he has an opt-out after 2020, and if he were to opt out, that contract that he's currently under is hugely backloaded. So if they said, you know what, you don't have to worry about opting out, because if you don't opt out, we're willing to pick up the entire contract, that's huge for Derek Jeter, because you know, the reports are that they don't care what they get back for Giancarlo Stanton. They're looking to unload that salary. And so the Giants are certainly one of the a team that I'm sure that they're definitely taking a look at. The Dodgers, of course, are the other team that I know that the Dodgers would do almost anything to make sure that the Giants don't get him. So it wouldn't surprise me if Andrew Friedman and the folks in Los Angeles say, you know what, we'll pick up his contract as well, and we'll give you better talent back, just to make sure that the Giants don't get Stanton. And the other one is the St. Louis Cardinals, who have, I think that Miami would have to pay some of Stanton's salary in case he doesn't opt out, but I think that they probably have the best talent to give Miami if they want to try and take Stanton.
Okay, Rory, same question for you.
I won't break it down too much in depth, but Giants, Dodgers, and I don't want this to happen, but things are crazy. If he goes to the Yankees, I might just have to just cancel our regular season for baseball for the Red Sox, because if he goes over to New York, let's be real here. It's like you can't pitch around that order with Judd and Stanton in the lineup.
All right. Now, final question here on Stolen Bases with Steve Carney of WDE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. Steve, tell me one or two guys that probably will move, if not this week, just a couple weeks before, let's say, before the new year.
You know, I know that there are a lot of people that think that Jose Bautista is going to sign before the end of the new year. I don't know if that's going to end up being the case. I think, and especially because he has been, you know, connected to the Rays, I know that there have been reports out there that that the Rays would be interested and he would be interested in coming here to Tampa Bay. But I have a sneaky sensation that if he wants to be a member of the Rays, he's probably going to have to wait until much closer to the start of spring training. You remember a couple of years ago that Nelson Cruz and Kendrys Morales had to wait until after spring training had already started before they ended up getting deals. And Matt Wieters last year was that way as well. So I think and they ended up all taking a whole lot less money, especially Morales and Wieters, not so much Cruz, but even Nelly Cruz was looking for $16 million and ended up having to take $9 million. I have a feeling that if Bautista wants to play for the Rays, he's probably going to see his asking price, at least to the powers that be here in Tampa Bay, is going to get tamped down a little bit before they say okay.
All right, Rory, same question.
Possibly Evan Longoria. I know that.
Hold on. He says Evan Longoria. Who would know better but Steve Carney? So, Steve, you want to suit down that rumor?
It wouldn't surprise me. Again, almost nothing that the Rays front office does is worth a surprise nowadays. After trading David Price and James Shields, basically in consecutive years, nothing with the Rays surprises me anymore. Longoria, I would think that they might wait until they get into the season to make that move, but I think they're going to have to make that move at some point because after this season, Longoria becomes a 10-5 guy and he has a full no-trade clause. If you want to be able to move him without getting his okay to move him to a certain place, you're going to have to do it this season sometime.
All right, Rory, sorry, go ahead. Evan Longoria, or who else?
That's really the only name that comes to mind. I think the sweepstakes is what we're looking at is what Stanton's about to go, and he's really taking the nation and taking the world by storm, or the baseball world by storm.
All right, two final.
Yeah, the Stanton thing is a big domino because when they decide to move Stanton, that's going to put everybody else now all of these people will start looking at J.D. Martinez, and then they'll start looking at Lorenzo Cain, and they'll start looking at Mike Moustakas and Eric Hosmer. I certainly think that, all the dominoes will go into place as soon as this whole Stanton thing is resolved.
All right, two final questions for both of you guys. Josh Donaldson, does he get moved? And does anybody, I'm going to say this, does anybody want to touch on Greg Zahn? Steve, go ahead.
No, I think Greg Zahn does enough touching on his own to warrant that. So I'm not going to mention Greg Zahn's name after I finish this sentence. Now, for Josh Donaldson, I certainly think that it's a possibility that Toronto could move him. They're not going to get nearly anything in return close to what Donaldson is worth, though. So I don't think that they move him this year. I think that they hope for the draft pick, that he doesn't take the qualifying offer, which he won't, and you get the draft pick for when he does move.
All right, Rory?
I think so. I think he does move. Toronto seems like they're shifting their direction. They had their shot to win, right? And that was in a 2 to 3 year window, and now that's gone out the door. So he moves, where does he move to? I don't know. It's tough. Maybe Boston.
All right, whatever. Keep on dreaming. Any comments about Greg Zahn, Rory?
All right,
we'll leave it like that. And now, Rory, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Rory EGN on Twitter.
All right, Steve Carney, the Hall of Famer, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, on Twitter, it's Steve Carney. And also, you can hear me weekdays from 3 to 6 on 620 WDAE in Tampa with my friend Steve Dumick, which is available live and on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You got it, Jeff.